Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler will join us when we come back right after this.
Superior Livestock presents the Bellringer Auction, January 14th and 15th in Denver, offering 76,000 head of outstanding commercial cattle, including Holsteins, Jersey steers, yearling steers and heifers, weaned calves, calves on cows, bred heifers, bred cows, and pairs. Start each day with the Superior Sunrise at 6:30, followed by the sale at 7. Yearling steers, heifers, and Holsteins sell on Thursday, with all breeding stock selling on Friday. Visit SuperiorLivestock.com to view the complete listing, videos of each lot, or for more information. Or call us at 800-422-2117. Don't miss Superior Livestock's Bellringer Auction, January 14th and 15th at the Doubletree Stapleton North in Denver, Colorado.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, we're getting ready to start a new week here this morning. Let's kind of recap just how things ended Friday. Cattle futures back to the lower side on Friday, finishing negative.
That's right, Dave. Let's take one step further back. Last Thursday, we saw the live cattle and feeder cattle futures close limit down. And then on Friday, see more downside, especially in those feeder cattle futures. Now, the feeders and the live cattle both had their lowest trade on Friday of the past 11 sessions. We also saw last week cash cattle trade in our feed yards come in at least $3 to $4 lower at 132 to 133. And we also have seen the past 11 sessions choice box beef prices shot higher by $40.56 over that time period. Just on Friday, we was up $1.61 on choice. Selects were up $3.09. Total movement of 91 loads. Daily cattle kill on Friday, 102,000 head. The weekly kill, 550,000. And the cash feeder index was down $1.40. Friday saw the close on February cattle, 65 lower. March feeders down $3.62. And Feb lean hogs were 30 cents higher.
We will check the grains when we come back right after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, while it was kind of disappointing on the cattle futures, it was a nice day over on the grains, particularly the wheat futures. Wow, about a dime higher in both Kansas City and in Chicago.
That's right, Dave. Friday trading was mixed in the grain and the soybean complex, but it was mostly higher, and the closes were positive, led by, as Dave said, the wheat futures finding good gains. News-wise, it was another quiet session that found technical buying action and really supported the markets. The commitment of traders report that comes out after the close on Fridays showed the managed money is still adding to their net short positions in the wheat, corn, and soybean futures. Now, Tuesday morning is a long-awaited USDA reports, and the Dow closed with triple-digit losses back on Friday for the sixth time in the past seven sessions and had its lowest trade since October 2nd. Trading overnight has been negative in our grain markets. At the moment, March KC wheat 2 cents lower, March corn down 3 cents, March soybeans trading 2 3/4 lower, March cotton's down 12 points, February crude oil a nickel lower, the March dollar index is a penny higher, and March Dow Jones futures having a nice little rally, 112 points higher at the moment.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.